Now listen to two students discussing the article.
I don't like this at all.
Why not? She's done a lot for the philosophy department, like, well, hiring some great new teaching assistants and putting together seminars.
Well, she has trouble organizing schedules.
What do you mean?
Well, she only realized last minute that she didn't have enough teaching assistants in the department, so some classes got canceled.
Oh.
And I wanted to take a special 2-week philosophy course in Europe. She was supposed to sign all the paperwork, but she didn't do it in time, so I missed the whole trip.
Oh, wow. So organization's not her strong point, I guess.
Yeah. Besides, she's always critical. A lot of us on the team have complained to the university about her aggressive coaching style.
Oh, really? I met her. I mean, I thought she was nice.
Well, my friend, she had some serious problems in her family. She went to talk to Professor Fox and...
Yeah, and what happened?
Well, she wanted emotional support from someone she looked up to. But instead, Professor Fox made all kinds of critical comments. Maybe she's good at philosophy, but she's not a counselor.
Mm.
When students go to the dean, they go because they need someone to talk to, not so someone can criticize them.
The woman expresses her opinion about the change described in the article. Briefly summarize the change, then state her opinion about the change and explain the reasons she gives for holding that opinion.